So we are here at the, hopefully, the moment before the fireworks go off, but we've got enough time. We're at the Warren. It's day one of the Fringe, and I'm joined by...
Nora.
Full name?
Smith.
And...
Shay Whitish.
And your show's called...
Morbid Abnormal Me.
Okay, so I always go in my first question to the moment when that was born.
Morbid Abnormal Me, well, it's born out of a bit of a definition of a constant, persistent fear of death. Which is loosely what the show is about, a fear of dying, a fear of your own mortality.
Is that in you?
In me, yes.
Okay.
Shay.
You don't look very afraid.
No, not right now.
So that's the impulse. How does that become a piece of theatre?
Well, we did a lot of story collecting. So we did lots of verbatim work. We did lots of audio recording from friends and family. And then we'd base scenes around the stories that we were getting from friends and family, around moments that they had experienced my anxiety.
So were they written into transcripts? Did you write those up, those interviews, and then have to select stuff from it? Or, I mean, are there lines in it that are verbatim in the script now?
Yeah, we use the actual original audio recordings. So the audio recordings are sort of used to inform the scenes that come next. So it sort of sets it up in a way. So we use the original stuff.
And so are you a performer in this?
Yeah, I perform in it.
And you too?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so can you take me into your rehearsal room? Maybe in the early days first.
I would say we were just playing around. It took us a long time to figure out what was going to drive the show. So before we had these stories from Shay's friends and family, we were just coming up with ideas like Shay in the doctor's office and what's a fun way to do that and what's a fun game like, oh, you get nightmares. Okay, let's make a dance sequence of like flopping around on the stage and just finding fun ways to kind of tackle scary things, I would say.
And working very visually, we tried really hard to focus on image first and then to build the scenes around that, being informed by the audio that we were getting as well, I'd say.
And did that then become a finalized script?
Yes, we have a finalized script now, 24 pages worth.
It's actually quite rare in Brighton, but that's good.
So we're shocked with ourselves.
Yeah.
So you had a finalized script, and then what? Did you just block it and perform it like a play that had been written?
The script was the last ingredient. I think we had the images and the movement and the feeling and the audio, and then we were like, oh, these things we've been saying improvised, we should start writing those down. And then once we wrote them down, we were like, oh, it's a show. Oh, look, that was the last thing that did it. Now it's a show.
Yeah.
Now it's a script.
And Shay, I guess this is a bit personal, but so during that process, that creative process that had a reason behind it, what was happening to your fear of death?
To be honest, I've noticed that since doing the show, I've felt a bit more anxious than normal. I mean, a lot of this is stuff that sort of born out of childhood fears, like things that existed much more predominantly when I was a kid. But talking about it and doing the show so much and being so embedded in that world has made a lot of it suddenly come up again, which is an interesting and sort of unexpected turn in the process. But
you know, art doesn't always help you go around things. It sometimes takes you deeper and further in, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, for me, for sure, it's taken me like into sort of the pathway of understanding where a lot of this stuff came from originally. So it's interesting.
And then can you describe kind of what was going through your mind after the first time you ran it completely through?
I think I was just deeply impressed that we had finished a show. But also, it inevitably takes me back to a time in my life that wasn't the brightest of days. But sort of circling around the arc of the show and realizing that there's so much lightness and beauty in a show like that. And that there's lots of humor to be found in something.
And the people that, in a way, helped you create it, the people that you interviewed, have some of them seen it, and what have they said?
None of them have seen it yet, unbelievably. We're from Canada, so most of like the friends and family and like my mom and my dad, they all are based in Canada, so they won't see the run of the show this time around.
What flavour is your theatre company?
What flavour is it's fig flavoured?
Funky.
It's a bit funky, it's a bit sweet and a bit sour, but definitely figgy.
Figgy?
It's figgy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Final question. What are you guys doing in the 5 minutes before the audience see you on stage?
Well, we're hiding behind a curtain. I believe tonight we were like holding each other, touching each other, saying like, it's going to be okay.
I was crumpled up into a little tiny ball.
Yeah.
With a poncho.
Yeah.
Now, Fringe Review is not a big fan of PR, but we do love invitations. So the final thing on this interview is to invite either or both of you, just to invite potential audience here at Brighton Fringe to come and see this piece and remind us what it's called, where it's on, and also then the invitation.
So we're doing, our show is called Morbid Abnormal Me, and we're playing for the whole of the month. We're playing Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so we're next on the 10th and the 11th, the 17th, the 18th, the 26th, and the 27th. And we're playing at the Blue Man, which is 8 Queens Road, at 5:40.
And your invitation for people to come? Why should they come and see it?
Why?
What's that look?
It's a really unique show that could only be made by Shay and I, and it's so honest.
It's filled with heart.
Yeah, and it's, if you want to hang out with us, if you want to get to know us, spend some time with friends. It's a lot of being with friends.
Well, I'm going to thank you both, and I'm just going to add, and if you haven't been to the Blue Man, it's a really intimate venue. There's not a venue quite like it, of a theatre in Brighton, so it's another reason to go.
Yeah, it's really special. It's like being in a friend's bedroom, almost.
Exactly,
it's like someone has invited you into their home to listen to a story. So,
thanks both very much indeed.